Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. The doubting Thomas in all of us continually attempts to challenge what we believe in. Identifying our belief systems is one of the most important tests we can give ourselves. This involves acknowledging our spirituality, our morals, values, convictions, creed, views, and philosophy. Besides asking my former patients what their three biggest fears were, I would also ask them, well, what do you believe in? This statement alone reveals a multitude of hidden lifestyle contradictions and brings them to the surface. Pinning down our beliefs and giving them a name helps us to identify who we are and what we stand for. I call this GWT, gut-wrenching truth. My patients would start by making a list of a few statements starting with the phrase, I believe. I also use this I Believe exercise in the first workbook of the Treat Yourself Special program. My mission is to challenge their answers to see if they hold any weight. If not, then I inspect the cracks and do some repair work with them. The responses are usually answered with some hesitation followed by contradiction. Our spirit subtly lets us know when it is uncomfortable being challenged. You know, think about it. If someone asks you about something that you believe in and you hesitate and they challenge you on that, how does that make you feel? We get uncomfortable when we're being challenged about something we believe. For every belief statement that I disputed, they had an excuse to justify why they didn't live in that belief. There's no need to dodge a question if we're living steadfast in that belief. A typical list might include, I believe in God, I believe in love, I believe in honesty, I believe in family. When reviewing their list, I challenged every single statement. I'd say, what do you mean you believe in family? That line tells me nothing. I believe in family? What does that mean? If they said, I believe in love, I'm like, what does love mean to you? If they said, I believe in honesty, my question is, are you honest? And I kept firing those questions until they were firm in their belief. And when someone said they believed in God, I asked them to tell me about him. I would lean back in my chair ready to hear all about God, and instead, I heard silence. Eventually, they might respond with, well, I'm spiritual, not religious. Well, for the sake of helping them identify what they believed, I would ask, well, what's the difference? This stimulated more question and self-examination. I didn't have to believe what they believed. They just needed to help me understand what they believed. Oftentimes, a person might identify their source of faith as either spirit, creator, universe, or God. And for others, the answer might be, well, I believe things happen for a reason. My response is, if you believe things happen for a reason, then don't freak out when things do happen for a reason. Regardless of what the belief statement is, it's important to be clear what the belief statement means, with no additional language that negates it. For example, if someone said, I believe in God, but I need proof, but just negates, I believe in God. If they say, I believe in love, but I hate my parents, well, the but just negated the love. If they say, I believe in honesty, but sometimes I tell little white lies, well, but just negated the honesty. They might say, I believe in family, but I haven't talked to my sister in 2 years. Well, but just negated the family. Even if your list has 50 belief statements, the most important statement is to be truthful with yourself about your belief in God. And you'll find that that belief statement impacts the other 49. Now, after my patients reached their final belief statement, they would rewrite it with a much firmer stance. For instance, my belief statement would be, I believe in God as my supreme authority, and I live my life according to His will. I acknowledge His presence in my life daily without hesitation or reservation. The purpose of this exercise is to move away from lip service and impose action. Now that the belief statement required action, it was certifiable and unshakable GWT, gut-wrenching truth. When we cross-examine our belief systems, our true feelings are forced to the surface and action seeks to be adopted. Quit talking about it and do it. As we move along our spiritual progression path, it is essential to acknowledge, declare, and live what we believe. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great weekend, everyone.